Ha, Drakgar de watch shirt tut as, said Carrot. Ha ha, Angua to Constable Angua Kahar, Bahak Bahar Shid Kar Kadak.
Welcome, Corporal Smallbottom. This is Constable Angua. Angua, show Smallbottom how well you're learning dwarfish. Angua appeared to concentrate.
Grr duk de booz dr ak, she managed.
Carrot laughed.
You just said small, delightful mining tool of a feminine nature.
Cheery stared at Angua, who returned the stare blankly while mumbling,
Well, dwarfish is difficult if you haven't eaten gravel all your life.
Cheery was still staring.
Thank you, he managed. I'd better go and tidy up.
What about Lord Vetinari? Said Carrot.
I'm putting my best man on that, said Vimes. Trustworthy, reliable, knows the ins and outs of this place like the back of his hand.
I'm handling it, in other words.
Carrot's hopeful expression faded to hurt puzzlement.
Don't you want me to? He said. I could...
No. Indulge an old man. I want you to go back to the watch house and take care of things.
What things?
Everything. Rise to the occasion. Move paper around. There's that new shift rota to draw up. Shout at people. Read reports.
Carrot saluted.
Yes, Commander Vimes. Good. Off you go, then.
And if anything happens to Vetinari, Vimes added to himself as the dejected Carrot went out, no one will be able to say you were anywhere near him.
The little grill in the gate of the Royal College of Arms snapped open to the distant accompaniment of brayings and grunts.
Yes, said a voice. What dost thee want?
I am Corporal Nobbs, said Nobby.
An eye applied itself to the grill. It took in the full, dreadful extent of the godly handiwork that was Corporal Nobbs.
Are you, the baboon? We've had one on order for...
No, I've come about some coat with arms, said Nobby.
You,
said the voice. The owner of the voice made it very clear that he was aware there were degrees of nobility from something above kingship, stretching all the way down to commoner, and that as far as Corporal Nobbs was concerned, an entirely new category... Communist, perhaps, would have to be coined.
I've been told, said Nobby miserably, it's about this ring I got.
Go round the back door, said the voice.
Cheery was tidying away the makeshift equipment he'd set up in the privy when a sound made him look round. Angua was leaning against the doorway.
What do you want? He demanded.
Nothing. I just thought I'd say don't worry. I won't tell anyone if you don't want me to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you're lying.
Cheery dropped a test tube and sagged onto a seat.
How could you tell? He said. Even other dwarfs can't tell. I've been so careful.
Shall we just say I have special talents? Said Angua.
Cheery started to clean a beaker distractedly.
I don't know why you're so upset, said Angua. I thought dwarfs hardly recognised the difference between male and female anyway. Half the dwarfs we bring in here under number 23 are female, I know that, and they're the ones that are hardest to subdue.
What's a number 23?
Running, screaming at people while drunk and trying to cut their knees off, said Angua.
It's easier to give them numbers than write it down every time. Look, there's plenty of women in this town that'd love to do things the dwarf way. I mean, what are the choices they've got? Barmaid, seamstress, or someone's wife?
Well, you can do anything the men do.
Provided we do only what the men do, said Cheery.
Angua paused.
No, she said, I see. Yes, I know that tune.
I can't hold an axe, said Cheery. I'm scared of fights. I think songs about gold are stupid. I hate beer. I can't even drink dwarfishly. When I try to quaff, I drown the dwarf behind me.
I can see that could be tricky, said Angua.
I saw a girl walk down the street here and some men whistled after her. And you can wear dresses with colours.
Oh dear, Angua tried not to smile. How long have lady dwarfs felt like this? I thought they were happy with the way things are.
Oh, it's easy to be happy when you don't know any different, said Cheery bitterly. Chainmail trousers are fine, if you've never heard of lingerie.
Lingerie? Oh, yes, said Angua. Lingerie, yes.
She tried to feel sympathetic and found that she was, really, but she did have to stop herself from saying that at least you don't have to find styles that can easily be undone by pause.
"I thought I could come here and get a different kind of job," Cheery moaned. "I'm good at needlework, and I went to see the Guild of Seamstresses, and..."
She stopped and blushed behind her beard. "Yes," said Angua, "lots of people make that mistake." She stood up straight and brushed herself off. "You've impressed Command of Imes anyway. I think you'll like it here. Everyone's got troubles in the watch. Normal people don't become policemen. You'll get on fine."
"Command of Imes is a bit..." Cheery began.